This is Reverend Bookburn going on any second. Tapers. Tapers and relay broadcasters. We are going on.
Dressed in rolls from Japan, a chauffeur of a van with the globe in his hand. The roller coaster lands in the ocean. Alas, the commotion was matched by the force of the splash.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, we have a very special show to do. Tonight, the theme is 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, because we can dream. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that theme. A lot of great tunes and some special events in the hopes that we can persuade the Lord to provide Barbara Bush with 3 retroactive abortions. Since I am clergy, it is my duty to start off with something very holy. And I'm excited that I have a brand new release by Rambo entitled Bring It. At least that's what these weird ass letters look like they're saying. Or being it. And in Old English writing. And all these songs are really short, so we'll play a couple. It's a great new CD. And we'll start off with Godless Freedom Fighters. Play.
Thank you. might as well. You got me turning up, I'm turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning around, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
Summer. kind of bummed because I'm missing right now, even as we speak, my favorite cultural train wreck, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I'm like a rubbernecker, man. Every night it's the crash of fucking metal when that show starts. Me and my friends have a little office pool wondering exactly which episode and which guest is going to be on the night Jay finally puts a 9mm in his mouth and blows his Dorito shilling head off his fucking body. I think it's going to be Joey Lawrence from the show Blossom. Other of my friends beg to differ and think Patrick Duffy a more likely culprit.
So, hi everyone, welcome to the show. Tonight we have Joey Lawrence. Hi Joey, how are you? It's good to see you again. Boy, it was always my comedic dream to be 44 years old and interviewing a little Tony Danza wannabe every 3 months. Boy, I'm fulfilled as a human spiritually. So anyway, Joey, you're 16 now? You're 16 years old?
Yeah.
That's great, you're 16. You got a license? You driving?
Yeah.
That's great, you're 16, got a license. You got a car?
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend? You dating somebody? Anybody special?
Yeah, no. Well, she thinks so, I don't.
Good God, what have I done with my life?
His brain splew out, forming an NBC peacock on the wall behind him. Because he's a company man to the bitter fucking end. And it all started when he did the Doritos commercial. Here's the deal, folks. You do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call forever. End of story. Okay? You're another corporate fucking shill. You're another whore at the capitalist gangbang. And if you do a commercial, there's a price on your head. Everything you say is suspect. And every word that comes out of your mouth is now like a turd falling into my drink. Selling Doritos on fucking TV. What a fucking whore. And not even when he needed the money either. You know, if you're a young actor, okay, I'll look the other way. But guy, you know, makes $3 million a year. He decides to hawk Doritos to make more money. You don't got enough money, you fucking whore? You gotta sell snacks to fucking bovine America now?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos. They're good.
Satan fucking him in the ass on national TV.
They're good and crispy. Here, Satan, try the nacho flavored ones.
Cool and flavorful.
Tonight on the show, we have Joey Lawrence and Patrick Duffy.
Yes, tonight's the night. Fuck, if that was his lineup, he'd use an Uzi in his mouth. Just chewing fucking lead.
What have I done with my fucking life? I used to be funny.
The Hulk could change his clips.
He's a fucking blood sprinkler.
The next night, ba-dum-bum-ba-da, ba-dum-bum-ba-da. Ed, did you enjoy your vacation? You are correct, sir. Doc, that's a really nice red coat. Is that the color of it, or is that Jay's brains?
He's just jealous because he's never been on the show.
You're so right. Do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call. Every word you say is suspect. You're a corporate whore, and end of story. And yes, I have been offered commercials, so I'm not jealous. And I turned them all down because I'm not a salesman.
Michael Torres, announcements man of South Carolina.
Just heard Give Us Barabbas doing The Defamation of Michael J. Turi a point to interrogate Jesus, and Jesus Christ stole my virginity, and Give Us Barabbas has reunited, and they're going to be playing in North Jersey in the New York area next weekend, Father's Day weekend. And you can check them out at their label, everreviledrecords.com. Before Give Us Barabbas, you heard Bill Hicks doing Artistic Roll Call. Tom Robinson Band did Long Hot Summer. No Use for a Name did Turning Japanese. Good Riddance did I Melt With You. And we heard from the new Rambo CD. We started off with Godless Freedom Fighters, then Beatdown Collective, The Curse of Philadelphia, The Lump in Your Throat, and Do It Yourself or Do It With Friends. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. Where the show is repeat broadcasted, supposedly Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, and Wednesday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m., also East Coast time, USA. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is consistently repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m., and 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, and repeat broadcasted oh so appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back to back with the great hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the kink or transgendered communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for feedback, future theme ideas, or contributions to plan themes, song requests to announce your birthday, or requests for exorcisms, reverse exorcisms, or baptisms of your newborns, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush. Quail, Quayle, Quail at sjcdc.org. And coming up on The Reverend Is In, well, whenever they do the verdict and sentencing and outcome of the Michael Jackson trial, we will soon do a themed show in the wake of that entitled Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican. And that'll be a fun show to do. Also coming up on The Reverend Is In, the Reverend reveals the DePinch Me code. Rather, the Reverend cracks the DePinch Me code. Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. More perverted stories of moral crusaders, starring Neil Horsley, David Hager, Randall Terry, several people in Congress, other evangelists, anti-choice goons, Randall Terry, and many others. And what else are we doing? The Reverend marries. The Reverend performs the marriage of Tom DeLay and Terry Schiavo's corpse. The Henry Hyde retirement party. Rehab for pedophile priests. Recovery for propagandists. In which we will cover the bullshit uses of the word addiction, as well as the delusional higher power and 12-step monopolies, and of course the long-awaited pubic property show, where we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all schools of thought and walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, religious fundamentalists and groupthink freethinkers and certain types of women's studies classes. All of that will be covered extensively and seriously, as well as with a lot of humor and great tunes for the Pubic Property Show. All input from others so far for that show have been incorporated. Feature live guests, the great band The Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com, and when her book is released this September, entitled Sexy Witch, we will book the author in early October on her book tour when it comes through Philadelphia, Lacera Firefox, which you can check out a preview online at lacera.us. And all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. And we also have a lot of new stuff to cover, and all the shit that was on the papers last week that the Reverend forgot will also be covered tonight. And hopefully we'll have the ghost from the movie It's a Wonderful Life, because we're going to have an It's a Wonderful Life scenario with Barbara Bush. And that'll come after the second set of songs. And the reason for the theme, 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, is because if there was ever a person who can prompt one to wish that there was such a thing as retroactive abortion, and in her case, multiple possibilities for retroactive abortions, it has to be the mother of 3 of Earth's most reprehensible humans. And even though we'll acknowledge their personhood, and even though we will acknowledge them as human, because we're pretty sure they are, we will not succumb to the bullshit myths, the kid glove handling, and the downright ass licking. And the Reverend means no offense whatsoever and apologizes in advance for the degrading comparison to people who really are into ass licking. But the corporate media, with its face, mouth, tongue deep into the ass cracks of the Bush family, it is the duty of independent media to shatter such myths and to acknowledge these 3 reprehensible, vile, contemptible, absolute bottom of the species people known as the 3 offspring of Barbara Bush, wife of a genocidal, mass-murdering perpetrator of torture worldwide and all-around dirtbag, George H.W. Bush, and the daughter-in-law of a Nazi funder named Prescott Bush, who donated tens of millions of dollars to those good old anti-communists in the Third Reich, along with Henry Ford and other scumbags from corporate America at the time, who wanted to fund the Nazis, the anti-communists of the Third Reich, because that's what good capitalists do, and apparently continue to do as the Bush legacy continues. And even though the past can't be undone, and nothing can be done about it, we still need to acknowledge it, eradicate the corporate media's rewriting of history, and to seek divine intervention and say, well, maybe, just maybe, you can give us 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush for the sake of humanity, for the world's economic systems, for the environment, and for the sake of all humans and animals. And so we're going to get back to that in the course of tonight's show, Three Retroactive Abortions for Barbara Bush. And let's see, there's some plugs and a birthday. It is time to say happy birthday to Dr. Susan Block, the Reverend's dear friend in Los Angeles, and the host of the Dr. Susan Block Show, video and audio streaming on the internet, and a slightly edited version on the cable TV systems in Los Angeles and Hollywood area. The Reverend was truly delighted and honored to be a live guest on that show upon traveling to LA in November 2002. And it is certainly one of the best shows in the galaxy. Last night was her birthday show. You can check her out at drsusanblock.com, Dr. Susie Show, and her show is at the link Radio Susie. And if you click on a little icon with a drawing of the late Emma Goldman, you can see the Reverend Bookburn presents Dr. Susan Block with the Emma Goldman Freedom Fighter Award. Happy birthday, Dr. Susan Block. Keep fighting the censors. Keep providing great erotic entertainment and providing great information, entertainment, all around hotness, and your own resistance to the Puritans, the war criminals, the censors, and the assholes who are the pillars of state and the pillars of church, and in many cases, both. Happy birthday, dear friend, and congratulations on your birthday show last night. Let's see. There was another plug somewhere down here. Oh, a brand new website from Catholics for Free Choice. They are putting up a website to monitor and report on the newest kingpin, excuse me, queenpin of the Church of Pedophilia, of the new pope. And the website will track and follow his policies, which seem to correspond with the last motherfucker, that dead queenpin of the Church of Pedophilia, Pope John Paul George Ringo. Now Pope Benedict is being watched by Catholics for Free Choice, and they will report and update at the website Pope Watch, and there's a hyphen between the two words, popewatch.org. Definitely worthwhile. And they get so much shit from assholes like William Donahue and all these Opus Dei types from within the Church of Pedophilia, who will probably be embracing Michael Jackson very soon. And it's a shame he's not a priest. He would probably get away with it. He'd have scumbags like Cardinal Law covering up his actions and helping him get lighter sentences and be less accountable for his actions. Okay. If you haven't heard the show in a couple of weeks, it has been confirmed that the corporate scab version of what was once known as the Dead Kennedys have sold a song to American Idol, the Reverend's Contest, to Pi, one to four members of the corporate scab Dead Kennedys, or pelt them with something else that's harmless, like, oh, I don't know, Jell-O, or as long as it's a harmless prank, is on. You'll win fabulous prizes, and please boycott, I mean every penny, please boycott the corporate scab Dead Kennedy and their products on labels other than Alternative Tentacles. And please check out AlternativeTentacles.com for Jello Biafra's releases, great spoken word and music releases, and cool t-shirts and buttons, videos, products, benefit compilations, and great sampler compilations that are incredible and cheap at AlternativeTentacles.com. All right. The Reverend is casting for future video projects such as United We Stand Erect, These Colors Do Come, Support the Droops, and The Passion of the Santa. Filmmakers, express your interest to Reverend Bookburn at quail@sjcdc.org. And speaking of films, the Reverend recommends the Enron movie, which is being shown mostly in independent theaters. In Philadelphia, it's at the Ritz, and in South Jersey, it's at the Ritz 16, and online, enronmovie.com. Heart of the Beholder is immediately sent to video and available online at beholder.com, also recommended, as well as The Corporation at thecorporation.org. And let's see, I think there's another video that is essential to plug. The Enron movie is 10 stars. Extremely recommended. And check out the forthcoming Robert Greenwood or Greenwald film. He's the guy who did the exposing tapes about the Iraq War. And he's making one about Walmart, and we'll keep you posted on that. Those nasty sweatshop employers and union busters. And we have this week a video review, an animated release that is about 75 minutes long, 100% animated, and it's entitled Little Pimp. And they use the real Lil' Kim, as well as Bernie Mac, Ludacris, and, I'm not kidding, William Shatner. And we'll hear from some of those artists later tonight. Definitely Lil' Kim. It's hard to resist playing her. Lil' Pimp is 5 stars, extremely funny, and very worthwhile. And I'm not sure if this was a real copy or a ghetto copy, but it's on video and DVD and is extremely funny and a great party tape, too. All right. Some essential plugs. The latest issue for you Canadian book burners of Pro-Choice publication from the Pro-Choice Action Network is now available online. Check them out at ProChoiceActionNetwork-Canada.org. Brand new issue, highly informative. And let's see. For information on the forthcoming biodiversity or biodevelopment conference, you can check out ReclaimTheCommons.net or BioDev.org. And that's coming up in Philadelphia. Alright, definitely talked out, definitely plugged out. Let's see, one more plug. Let's see. From truthout.org, Energy Bill gives handouts to Enron execs. Another article, what's behind the student Bill of Rights? Department of Justice says stealing personal medical data is okay. Costs of healthcare drag America down. And White House presents misleading terror data. All of that at truthout.org. Highly informative site. Alright, let's see. A lot of shit to read, but I'm going to save it until later. Some great articles at New York Press, nypress.org, and columns by Paul Krasner, called Abby Absolved, about Abby Hoffman and his flag trial. And the subject of last week's show, when we celebrated the one-year anniversary of the death of Reagan, probably the best article on the subject by Mark Ames, entitled Dry Humping Reagan. And if time permits, we'll read some of that. And let's see. The Reverend was at a conference during the week while wearing his hat as a mild-mannered social worker. And there were actually two training seminars, conferences, presentations. I'm not even sure what they were. But a lot of ideas and common threads of the themes in the show were touched upon by the presenter during a seminar on compassion fatigue for people who are either in giving professions or are permanent caretakers of somebody in need or what have you, for caregivers. And in the course of that, while discussing self-nurturing and all the shit that people are up against as caregivers, she said something that woke the Reverend up, in addition to the caffeine, which was that the media itself is traumatizing and showing the goriest of stories while covering up, well, this is me adding on to it, covering up the goriest of people, the war criminals and the Bush regime, but that the media itself was traumatizing. And let's see. So that reinforced the point that it's now well established that independent media has grown in the last half a decade, and that it is continuing to grow. And so this is a great time to remember to spread the word that there's the independent media centers, or indiemedia.org, with links worldwide. So wherever you are, there is probably an independent media center near you, whatever country you're in. If you're in Central and South America, there's also narconews.com. And to spread the news about internet radio, and which is still far better than satellite, and independent news sources. And in addition to cutting through the crap of the corporate media, we're also going to cover what other people don't have the balls or eggs to cover, such as the absolute travesty of people who perpetrate mandatory suffering. We saw that in the Chavo case. And this includes some people who should know better, such as social workers, nurses, what have you. The people who fight the right to die laws, the people who would force suffering to people with AIDS or chemotherapy, the people who would deny medicinal use of marijuana, the people who would fight needle exchange programs to curb the spread of AIDS and hepatitis, the people in the pharmacy industry who would deny contraception, the people who would deny stem cell research, religious hospitals, and hospitals that merge with religious hospitals, that would deny emergency contraception to rape victims, to anybody who would mandate suffering. It is time to acknowledge what they really are, and that is the highest order of assholes. Let us remember that, and let us be vocal about that. there is no room to say, okay, well, maybe a little bit of suffering is a good compromise. That is simply an outrage and inhuman. Interesting expression, practicing Catholic. The Reverend heard that expression during these trainings. Somebody said, I'm a practicing Catholic. And I thought, that's weird, considering that you're pro-contraception and abortion rights and gay marriage and a lot of stuff that the Church of Pedophilia opposes. And even though it's good that you do not support their Taliban-like policies, it was funny that somebody said, oh, I'm a practicing Catholic, but I disagree with their policies of bigotry and their Taliban-type policies. And I thought, well, that's like saying I'm a practicing member of the Nazi Party, but I oppose the cruelty being done to the Jews. So we're going to have to find ways on the show to set these people straight, because it sounds like there's a lot of confusion in the world today. And for the people who perpetrate one-way cultism, like we are the one true way, you can say midway through faking a conversion, if you have a really twisted sense of humor, but doesn't this negate the other 699 one true ways? One-way cultism, another trap when people fall into propagandistic forms of recovery programs and systems such as faith-based social services programs that push religions and perpetrate people's delusions of higher powers. Lord, let us pray. Lord, we pray for the people who need medicinal marijuana and people whose lives are worsened by the forces of hysteria. We pray that this world is less fucked up by such hysteria pushers and cultism pushers. And now we're going to play a holy song in that vein by Bongzilla. Let's see, let's play one of the live tracks from the Apogee release. This is Bongzilla doing Dealer McDope.
Hey, here's the fast one. Yeah!
I'm so deaf, come on.
I know a dude named Jimmy used to run up in me nighttime, cause he drunk off the Henny and Remy. I didn't mind it when he fucked me from behind. It felt fine, especially when he used to grind it. He was a trick when I sucked his dick. He used to pass me bricks, credit cards and shit. Suck him to sleep, I took the keys to the Jeep. Tell him I'll be back, go fuck with some other cats. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer. Whole hop, broad top, and my man's dropped. And his homie Jimmy, he's screaming gimme. Lay me on my back, busting nuts all in me. After 10 times we fucked, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Put me in Chanel's, kept me out nice. Call sucking his dick, blocking the mic. It was something about this dude I couldn't stand. Something that could've made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Say what? I don't want it tonight.
Come on.
Eat my pussy right.
Little Kim, little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know a dude named Ron Dude, push a Q. Had a wild crew on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weed spot, used to pump African black. He used to steal his bag so his workers wouldn't tap. I used to see him in the tunnel with buckets of Dawn. Whisper in my ear, he wanna get his fuck on. I dug him, so I fucked him. It wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't. I ain't frontin'. The sex was whack, a four-stroke creep. I jumped on a dick, rode his ass to sleep. He called next week, asking why I ain't beep him. I thought your ass was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new path. Could he come over right fast and fuck my pretty ass? I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double glass.
Like
only way you seeing me is if you eating me.
Come on.
Downtown taste my love like Harvest Brown. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I'll give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone screaming.
I don't want dick.
You ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this, and I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I've been with, they ain't hit shit till they suck their tongue in this. I ain't with that front and shit. I got my own bins, I got my own ends, immediate friends. Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digit figures. Good dick I cherish, I could be blunt. I treat it like it's precious, I ain't gon' front. But limp dick niggas that's frontin' like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
I don't want dick tonight. Eat my pussy right.
Say what? Come on.
I don't want dick tonight. Eat my pussy right.
JM, y'all.
I don't want dick tonight.
It's JM, y'all.
Eat my pussy right.
Secret Mafia.
Now it's gotten to the point where they are talking about using torture as a possible means of extracting information. Even liberals like Alan Dershowitz, who said that it would be irresponsible not to consider the possibility of using torture to extract information. And I thought about it, you know, I think for Kenneth Lay, yeah. Now, I was at the Republican and Democratic conventions, and at the Republican convention, Dick Cheney said that whenever we think of Al Gore, we'll think of Bill Clinton. The implication, of course, was that the two of them had a threesome with Monica Lewinsky. And the one who believed it most was Al Gore. What happened was that Bush campaigned on that whole image. You know, we're going to put honor and dignity back into the White House. You know, and everybody knew what the implication was. So Bush didn't get a blowjob in the Oval Room, but he did get a lousy lay in the White House. And so I have Schadenfreude about this whole thing. There's a German word, I think it's pronounced Schadenfreude. 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 And it means shadow joy, which is the name of a stripper I once met. But it means taking pleasure in someone else's misery. And all during the past few months, I've had a few Schadenfreude attacks. I pronounce it that way because I need a mnemonic device to remember it, and so I think of Sigmund Freud with a lampshade stuck in his stomach. So I had my first Schadenfreude attack when they canceled the Emmys. That was a good one, you know. Oh. And then they did it again. But for Enron, it's just one constant Schadenfreude. Oh. I mean, you know, that company was originally called Enteron, which literally meant intestines. So they, true, that's true. But they shortened it to Enron, which means shit on all your employees. And then, of course, came Pretzelgate. And there's been a lot of speculation about that. The theory that I think is the most close to reality is that Bush was eating his pretzels and his two dogs knocked over the beer. But when Dick Cheney was in his cave playing pinochle with Osama bin Laden, where the two caves met, he heard the news. They have a dish there. He gets good TV reception. And he saw the first report that Bush had choked and passed out. And if this were a little more permanent, he might well become the president. He was the successor. So Cheney got so excited that he had a heart attack. See, Alanis, that's ironic.
George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea. When suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground, there was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. The Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Pretzel got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up. The rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, wisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist. Send him to Guantanamo Bay. So send George Bush a pretzel. Send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Some say that the pretzel was sent here from Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their difference is, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
Okay.
Tuesday. Yes, it was Tuesday when I saw my congressman coming out of the titty bar. He didn't look like my congressman, but that's okay. Nobody really looks like themselves anymore. I think it's got something to do with that crap they've been pouring into the water. I decided it might be wise to follow the congressman, just to see what he's up to. meaningless in this kind of cat and squid game. My driver was an Aries, and he laughed when I said follow that cab. And he kept laughing until he saw the cold blue steel of little Elvis. Keep your goddamn hands off that radio, I warned him. I work for the government. This is actually a half-truth. I'm really a bike courier, but I make a lot of deliveries to government offices. That's where I heard about the cheese. And the colored voices in my head kept singing, all I gotta do is put my ear to the wall, and I can hear it all. Yes, I can hear it all. All I gotta do is put my ear to the wall, and I can even hear the little insects crawl. There's a super-secret government program called Operation The Cheese Stands Alone. It's the congressman's pet project. They claim that they're giving surplus cheese to the needy. I, of course, have my suspicions. After 15 very quiet minutes, the congressman's cab pulled up outside a warehouse. I had the Aries circle around the building and drop me off. He seemed to be grasping the importance of my mission, since he said that I didn't have to pay him, as long as I promised to stay very far away from him and his taxi. I swear some people just don't want to get involved! All I gotta do is put my ear to the wall, and I can hear it all. Yes, I can hear it all. All I gotta do is put my ear to the wall, and I can even hear the little insects crawl. So I walked into that cold, dark place. Little Elvis, strong and ready for action. I too was ready, ready for the moment when I would be a real American. Do is bang my head on the wall, and I can have it all. Yes, I can have it all. All I gotta do is bang my head on the wall, and I can even make the little insects crawl. All I gotta do is bang my head on the wall, and I can have it all. Yes, I can have it all. All I gotta do is bang my head on the wall, and I can even make the little insects crawl. All I gotta do is bang my head on the wall.
You heard the Germs doing Lexicon Devil. The Jam did Absolute Beginners. Dead Milkmen did Peter Bazooka. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel. Paul Krasner did Enron Blues. Lil Kim did Not Tonight. And started off with Bongzilla doing Dealer McDope. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. Because we can wish, and we can do more than wish. We can project, and we can seek divine intervention to make that happen. And pretty soon we're going to have the ghost here from the movie It's a Wonderful Life, in which we will see what the world would have been like without the 3 Bush boys. Some quick plugs. I still hear from people about Hunter Thompson, the late Hunter Thompson, who died last February, took his own life, and his last book, The Rube, is highly recommended. And you can hear an interview with him, and you can hear him talk about the Iraq War and the Bush regime at democracynow.org. And it's from February 23rd, 2005. February 23rd, democracynow.org. The late, great Dr. Hunter S. Thompson. Okay, I'm not going to read these. I'm just going to tell you where they are. Because at Radio Volta, the Seclusiases show is going to come on at 11 o'clock, which is a little more than a half hour. And so there will be no overtime. So I'm not going to read a whole article, but these are really good. This is a free weekly from New York called New York Press. Online at nypress.com. Abby Resolved by Paul Krasner, who did the comedy bit about Enron. Paul Krasner doing Abby Absolved when he got arrested for, when Abby Hoffman got arrested for wearing a flag in 1968. A good article. And on last week's theme, in which we had a Dead Reagan show on the anniversary, first anniversary of his death, the best article on the subject, also at nypress.com, by Mark Ames, and this is a classic, Dry Humping Reagan, and of course a great piece, not just about the corporate media, but also the liberals and the lefties, and he got it right, Dry Humping Reagan. NYPress.org. And from alternet.org, I want to say Reefer Madness, but that's not what it's called. It's called Reefer Absurdity. And just a quick blurb from that. Why do politicians always insist on lumping all drugs together? Even a fourth grader can tell you that crack is to pot like an Uzi to a banana. Crack kills. Pot giggles. From alternet.org on the recent Reefer Madness. Alright, let's see. That's enough plugging. Again, the BioDev conference. biodev.org and reclaimthecommons.net. And my handwriting truly bites. If you want to paint psychedelic stuff and do all kinds of trippy artwork, you can go to Permadi site, which is P-E-R-M-A-D-I, permadi.com/java/spaint.html for the Kaleidoscope Painter, And write to me if you didn't get that, or if you're low functioning, which some people are by Sunday nights. Military resistance, including resistance to the militarization of the school system. Refusingtokill.net. And if you want to punch George W. Bush online, it's actually a Bush and Kerry boxing thing, but it's like the arms and fists are moving away from you like you are the puncher. That's at Puff Games, puffgames.com/Bush v. Kerry boxing. And you could punch Bush, George W. Bush, his criminal brother, Neil Bush. This needs to be said again, since the corporate media is deeply licking the rectum of the Bush family, and the Reverend apologizes in advance and means no disrespect whatsoever to people who really are into ass licking, and apologize for the degrading comparison. But as the media continues to lick the asshole of the collective Bush family, they have pretty much made it a non-event that Neil Bush is one of the greatest criminals who ever lived, part of the savings and loan scam, along with Charles Keating and various friends of Reagan and Daddy Bush, and ripped off almost as much money as the Enron guys. Actually, conceivably more, because their theft was in the billions. So the next time you hear about some street hood doing 10 years for, say, $100, remember that the biggest scumbags, people who are more of a dirtbag than all of the street criminals combined, did not do a single day in jail. And there was zero justice, zero accountability, zero hysteria or calls for justice from the corporate media. And in fact, the corporate media decided to permanently whitewash yet more crimes from the Bush crime family. All right, the ghost from the movie It's a Wonderful Life is here. And if you've never seen it, it's a very tacky, cheesy, Christmassy movie from the early 1900s, in which, I don't know how you could have not seen it. They show it like 200 billion times every December. But when the guy is standing on the bridge and he's ready to jump off and kill himself, this ghost turns up to say, well, look down into that icy cold water and we will look and see what life would have been like if the world went on without you in it, without you ever having been in it. And I thought, we need that ghost now for real life situations, not just a cheesy Christmas movie. So we decided to bring him here so he can consult with us on what life would be like without the three Bush brothers. And they can't help it that they're the son of another male criminal or the grandson of a Nazi financier. But still, everybody, as we learned by the from the Justice Department, is responsible for their actions. And they are responsible for their consciousness and perpetrating their family's sociopathology. What would the life be like if Barbara Bush could have three retroactive abortions? Just like the It's a Wonderful Life scenario, how much better would the world be without the Bush boys? True, they would likely be replaced by other pillars of corporate America, probably replaced by other scumbag, mercenary, assassin killers, from the CIA. True, they probably would have been replaced by other contemptible politicians. But regarding their own actions, there may not have been a sham of an election in 2000 and election fraud in 2004. Less white-collar crime in the state of Florida, where Jeb Bush is, and less of a circus of cultists and Taliban clones outside the facility where Terry Schiavo was. Possibly no savings and loan scam that taxpayers had to foot the bill for, to the tune of billions of dollars. Some of it donated to the also corrupt Mother Teresa, but that's a whole other show. And no piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump standing as a figurehead in the war for oil and Dickless Cheney's corporation Halliburton's profits in Iraq. So, Bush boys, we know you like religious extremists because so many of them are your advisors. So many of them are your judicial nominees, confirmed by the spineless Democrats. We know you like religious extremists, and the Reverend Jim Jones was also a religious extremist in 1978. And one of his idea was to have a little Kool-Aid party. A little Kool-Aid party where people took themselves out as a final cultish act at the behest of their holy leader. So, since we know that the world would be a better place, please, Bush boys, since the Lord has not granted us the 3 retroactive abortions we prayed for your mother, please take a step towards making things right and do a family immolation and apology party. Please prepare that Kool-Aid and then drink it. That's right. As a final act to try to save humanity and this earth and the world economic systems, and to pave the way for others from the war crime machine and corporate America and the religious right wing Taliban clones. We ask of thee, and we're going to play a song now while you're pondering this and hopefully getting started. This is by Carnival of Shame, and the track is entitled Passionate Evening.
We'll be right back. I'll rewire my life box for my soul to keep. I've got no regrets though, just fun at the time. I'll keep back what's yours, girl, and I'll take back what's mine.
To see if you can save my soul.
All right, get them off my land right now, or I'll run them over.
We're not afraid of you.
We'll be right back. myself. Sicker of you. Walked outside today. Stepped in the light. Been asleep for so long that I finally opened up my eyes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sitting around with nothing to do. I'm sick of myself and sicker of you. I walked outside today, stepped into the light. I've been asleep so fucking long, but I finally opened up my eyes. Today's gonna be a brand new day. Today's gonna be a brand new day. Today's gonna be a brand new day. Today's gonna be a brand new day for me. I won't get fooled by anybody else. I'm not gonna give a damn about anyone except myself. I'm off my ass, but when I'm moving, I'm picked up. My broken pieces, I'm never gonna come through again.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups. Sunday, June 12th, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. First, one of the runner-ups. The prosecutors in the California case of medicinal marijuana usage by Angel Raich, R-A-I-C-H. Angel Raich has a terminal illness with a chronic pain and discomfort, long-term illness, and can, by state law in California, legally use medical marijuana, but under a fascist Nazi scum named John Ashcroft, when he was head of the Justice Department, and following in his footsteps fellow asshole, the current Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, prosecutors on federal level have prosecuted the sick and have been furthering the case against Angel Raich. So federal prosecutors, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. Second runner-up is Bruce Chapman. Bruce Chapman is the president of Discovery Institute, a group that seeks to reverse science in accordance with the American Christian Taliban's efforts to shit-can science, research, the research method, and education. They are going after the National Museum of Natural History, the Smithsonian Institute, and others with their anti-Darwin and their religious propaganda. Bruce Chapman, president of Discovery Institute, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Information, just write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll send you details. And that leaves us, hey, where's the fart sounds? First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. And that leads us to that very special someone tonight. Asshole of the week. Who could even top the runner-ups? Asshole of the week. The prosecution in Lufkin, Texas. The prosecutors in Lufkin, Texas have prosecuted a 19-year-old boy for helping his girlfriend, age 17, upon her request to terminate her pregnancy. Granted, these two did seem very much to be determined to be stupid people and self-destructive, but that is not a crime. And in this one article, teen gets life sentence for helping girlfriend in pregnancy, we see that they prosecuted him under the state of Texas's 2003 fetus protection law. And so this teen in Lufkin, Texas, the dumbest state, got a life sentence for assisting his girlfriend with the termination of the pregnancy. And the prosecutors in that case, you absolutely are assholes of the week. Alright, definitely heard enough of your sounds. You heard Disenchanted doing Brand New Day. Discount did Clap and Cough. Catharsis did Bow Down. Cancerous Reagans did Fight the Right. Buzz Oven did Plow. Ravenettes did Seductress of Bums. As Mutantes did a track, the title of which we do not know. And started off with Carnival of Shame doing Passionate Evening. This is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. And it has been fun. We're going slightly over time. I still don't see the Seclusiesses guys here yet. So we'll have time for some closing tracks, it would seem. And let's see, right to the Reverend. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail@sjcdc.org, especially if you are claiming to be a contest winner. And let's see, anything we forgot? A ton of plugs. We'll do the credits and then we'll play a new track. DOA sends the Reverend CDs every time they put out another band or re-release an old thing from the early Vancouver punk scene. DOA's label is Sudden Death Records, which is online at suddendeath.com. They put out the recent MDC record, old and new DOA material, a great Vancouver punk compilation from the early days of punk and hardcore, and have just re-released an ancient Canadian band, also from Vancouver, just re-released on Sudden Death, called Pointed Sticks, and we'll play some of them if time permits. First, the credits. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixan, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, the Tick, Malik, Leon and Tim, the Reverend also thanks, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK book burners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese book burners, all North American book burners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sierra, La Urn, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block, the birthday girl from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeg.com, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude at the Jed Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Nicole, Lonnie, Gail, Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, Andy, Adele, and the Raheel Pro-Choice Group at Beloit College in Wisconsin, Susie Lick, Anand DePlume, Julie Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, Diane Fornbacher and Family and Friends, Walter G., Leela Walla, Champion Lombard, Tender Bartender, Benevolent Dick Teaserous, Terry, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, DeMonica, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Bush Liquors Everywhere, all of Independent Media, and to every book burner, thank you, and Lord, we pray that you reconsider our old request to provide three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. And come to think of it, her mother-in-law as well. We pray to thee. Thank you, Lord. All right, stay tuned for the Reverend's archive project in the near future. Very exciting. The Reverend's video and film projects. Some CD ideas, a book idea. If my fellow lazy people and myself ever get these kinds of things done, let's figure out what to play for closing tunes by Canada's Pointed Sticks from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Let's play No Use for You and American Song, Pointed Sticks.
I've been left out in the night. I never thought this would happen when they turned out the lights.
synthetic man.